Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Credit plays a crucial role in our financial lives. I don't need to tell you that. But how we use it and how much we rely on it, I guess, does change over time. So from young professionals taking on vehicle financing to retirees still managing credit card debt, generational shift in credit behavior tells us a lot about South Africa's economic landscape. So let me try and pull all of that together. And I'm in conversation tonight with Andrew Fulton, director at 8020. He's been on the program before. And Andrew, I always do appreciate your insights. So your research, and good evening to you, highlights significant differences in how different age groups use credit. Have you been able to discern the most striking generational trends?
Yeah, thanks for having us on the show, Jeremy. We did. I mean, what was interesting with this is it came out of a piece of work that Stats South Africa did on the aging population of South Africa. The median age has gone from 33 in 1996 to 45 in 2022. And interestingly, 30% of the white population is now 60 or older. So really interesting stats. And it made us think about, well, how do different life stages affect that credit journey? So moving out, starting tertiary education, landing a first job, getting married, and then empty nest in retirement. So what we noticed was, what is interesting is, the population under the age of 35, which makes up 60% of the population, they only have 17% of all credit by value. So the interesting insight there was just how old the majority of people who have credit are. That was probably the most glaring difference and an interesting insight.
And that 60% under 35 is interesting. Is that because there is a reluctance or a fear of credit, or is it simply more difficult for them to access it?
I think it's stage of life, because if you think about it, we're actually talking value of credit, not number of credit products. That's a slightly different story. And value of credit, 50% of the value of credit is sitting in mortgages. And you're really not getting into a mortgage until you're into your late 30s, early 40s in this country. So that was the big one, is that big chunk of value, which is mortgages, is sitting in an older group. But if you look at, say, retail accounts, by volume, they're almost half of loans or retail accounts, and 80% of credit active people under the age of 25 have a retail account. So that is a fairly common loan product at that age.
That's interesting, Andrew. So if that's the case, then so younger consumers then are starting with retail or maybe smaller credit before moving on to those bigger loans. But over time, does this impact their ability to build a strong credit history, which is crucial?
Absolutely. And I guess what we're trying to figure out, it's a little bit of a harder thing to look at, is, are these people destroying their credit records early on through, not being able to delay gratification, and then perhaps not being able to get mortgage finance and vehicle asset finance later in life because they sort of shot themselves in the foot at a young age to get a new pair of jeans and a pair of sneakers. So that's one thing we're certainly looking at and trying to ascertain. But yes, as you get older, there's a strong correlation between age and credit score, obviously fairly strong correlation between age and earnings. So all these commitments get larger as you get older.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about getting older. Your data also shows that home loan ownership peaks in the 50s. I guess that makes sense. But this is the worrying bit. Credit cards and unsecured debt remain common into retirement. Is this a sign of resilience, or the fact that just more and more of us within that demographic are struggling a whole lot more?
Yeah, I mean, it could be a number of things. I mean, there's obviously never one cause for any outcome. But certainly, if you look at some of the hypotheses that we're considering, credit card debt is massive amongst older people, plus 65 years of age. It could be that, as we noticed, 30% of white people are over 60. So that is still a demographic that holds on to a lot of wealth. So they could just be using credit cards to kind of look at cash flow, or it's easier to buy, or maybe because they're getting points on their credit cards. There's a number of reasons for that. But also, as you mentioned, the unsecured goes up into older age as well. So, that could be just rising living costs, inadequate retirement savings have led people to increase their credit in order to make those ends meet. And the one thing we can't argue is there are not a lot of South Africans out there that are prepared for retirement. So perhaps relying on credit to kind of cover some shortfall.
Yeah, I mean, and that's perfectly understandable, isn't it? Let's talk about overdue balances. This is a fairly alarming figure. Have grown by $11.5 billion in the last year. So that's growing by $11.5 billion. To what do you attribute that, and which generation is struggling the most with debt repayment?
Yeah, so overdue balances have gotten up to $200 billion, which is a large number. It is still, I mean, only in parentheses, 8% of total debt, but it is growing, as you said, $11.5 billion in the past year. Where it's growing is also quite worrying. I mean, the big growth numbers, you know, 23%. In home loans. So home loan overdue debt's gone up by 23% in a year. And that's all sitting with sort of our heavy header segment. So at 80/20, we've created an 8-segment view of South Africa. And the heavy hitters are the 3 million wealthiest South Africans. They're the ones that are sitting with these massive growths in overdue balances, both in credit cards and in home loans. So yeah, that's not a great direction to be going in.
Let me pick you up on home loans. Home loan balances growing 50 times faster than the number of home loan holders. What do you think this says about affordability?
It's getting harder and harder. We've noticed that over the past, you know, 5-6 years, we've been looking at this space. Debt is getting concentrated in fewer and fewer hands. I mean, if you saw sort of the 3.2% year-on-year increase in total debt, but not a very big increase in total number of debt holders. So what we are seeing is that fewer people are taking out more and larger debts. And that's the case where you end up getting a situation where, you know, home loan balances growing 50 times faster than the number of people taking on those debts.
All right, final question, and let me tap you for a bit of free financial advice here. If someone wants to then build, as against a backdrop of all the data that you've given us, a solid credit profile across their lifetime, is there an optimum strategy to follow to avoid financial pitfall?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm always find it funny. 25 years ago, when I first wanted to buy my first car, FNB told me to cross the street and take out a retail loan with Edgar's. Because they wanted Edgar's to do that whole credit vetting and have some experience with credit, because I don't know if it's because they're lazy or the cost or whatever, but it was quite hilarious to me, but I realize that's still the case. So I mean, I guess, you know, my advice would be go out and get some retail credit early, you know, as early as you can, but use it wisely, you know, like buy a few things. I mean, there's a lot of benefits that come with it. Sometimes you get great vouchers, some deals, you know, use it wisely, and then just keep your credit nose clean. Pay off your debts and then apply for more credit as and when needed. And if you do get into trouble, definitely go into debt counseling, because it's available, it can help you out, and it can lower your monthly payments. But yeah, I mean, because that's the thing, is you don't want to be locked out of really beneficial credit like a mortgage when you get later on in life, or even a credit card. I mean, credit card's a great way to kind of manage your finances, manage your cash flow, and you know, make points with loyalty programs. So yeah. That'd be my advice.
So 25 years ago, you bought a new car and drove off in a nice pair of chinos.
Yeah, I did. I bought a secondhand car and a nice pair of chinos, yeah.
All right, Andrew Fulton, I'm sure we'll talk again in the year. Thank you so much indeed, Director at 8020.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.